Hey there, Roamers. Welcome to the Roam in Your Home podcast and YouTube channel, where we get to hear from full-time RVers, unpack their experiences, and learn actionable advice to help you roam in your home too. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Thank you so much for being here. Buckle up, my friend. Let's get ready to go on an adventure together right now. Welcome back to the Roam in Your Home podcast, where we help RVers and freedom seekers looking to live life on their terms. I'm your host, Jamie Williams, and today we're diving into a big question many of you have. Am I ready to start my own online business to fund my RV dreams? For so many RVers, the idea of working for themselves while on the road is a huge draw. But it's important to know if this path really fits your personality, goals, and lifestyle. So today, I'll be sharing 5 key signs that can help you figure out if you're ready to take the leap into online entrepreneurship and fund your RV lifestyle, or if you may need a little more prep. Let's jump in. Sign number 1, you're willing to learn new skills. Starting an online business is like going back to school, but in a way that's hands-on and constantly evolving. Whether it's learning how to set up a website, understanding social media marketing, or figuring out the financials, every new skill helps your business grow. If you're the kind of person who actually enjoys picking up new skills or has a natural curiosity, that's a strong sign you're ready to take the leap. For me, I've always loved learning, and honestly, I pick up something new nearly every day. I'm also a natural problem solver, which can be both a blessing and a curse. When I hit a problem, I'm determined to solve it, no matter what it takes. That's the blessing part. The curse, well, sometimes it takes way longer than planned, or I keep running into one issue after another, and then it becomes hard to shut off my brain, even when it's time to rest. Just last week, I was so excited to set up an affiliate program for my course. I figured it'd take a few hours, maybe an afternoon at most, but days went by and I still wasn't close to being done. It felt like one problem after another. I switched software 3 times, thinking each new one would be the answer. I was in endless chats with support, diving into YouTube tutorials, feeling every ounce of frustration. And here's the kicker. I'm still not done. But this is the reality of running a business on your own. Unlike being an employee, there isn't a whole team of help on standby. But when I hit these walls, I remind myself that I've tackled tougher challenges before, and I know it'll all come together eventually. And when it's done, that sense of accomplishment will make every bit of struggle worth it. And I know I'll look back and barely remember the frustration. But until then, I am definitely counting down the days. Sign number 2. You're comfortable with risk and uncertainty. Let's be real, running a business has its highs and lows. If you're more comfortable with taking risks and don't mind a bit of uncertainty, you might be a great fit for entrepreneurship. Maybe you're someone who finds the idea of a stable job restrictive. If that resonates, it's a sign that you can handle the challenges and pivots that come with running an online business. I think we're all drawn to this RV life because we want to make the most of our lives, travel, create memories, and explore the most beautiful places our country has to offer, all with the people we love. But if you've been on the road for any length of time, you already know that RVing comes with its fair share of risks and uncertainties. You never know when something's going to break down or if your carefully made plans will need a last-minute change. In a way, it's a lifestyle that prepares us for entrepreneurship, because just like RVing, there aren't many guarantees when it comes to building a business. So if you've managed the ups and downs of RV life, then you're more than ready for this journey than you might think. Sign number 3, you have a vision and passion beyond profit. Successful entrepreneurs are often driven by a vision or mission that's bigger than money. If you're passionate about helping others, sharing knowledge, or bringing joy and value to people, this can fuel your business in powerful ways. Passion creates resilience, and it keeps you going when things get tough, and it makes you want to keep showing up day after day. Whenever I face a challenge, I stay focused on the people I'm here to help. If I give up, it's not just me I'm letting down. I feel like I'd be letting them down too, and letting go of their dreams. I know I can help them, and that drives me to keep going. I remind myself, if it were easy, everyone would be doing it. It may not be easy, but it's achievable, and it's absolutely worth it.
And that's why it's so important that what you're doing goes beyond just making money. When your work is truly about helping others, each challenge has meaning because it's getting you closer to your purpose. Each obstacle becomes an opportunity to learn and grow, not just for myself, but for the people I'm here to serve. This perspective shifts everything. It's no longer just about profit, it's about passion. And when your passion is at the core, you almost start looking for challenges because every one of them is a chance to get better at what you do and help others even more. Sign number 4, you're self-motivated and don't need constant supervision. When you're an entrepreneur, especially as an RVer, no one is looking over your shoulder to make sure you're working. It's up to you to stay on track, set your own hours, and follow through with what needs to be done. This lifestyle isn't for everyone, but if you've got the drive to stay focused without someone else keeping tabs on you, it's a good sign that you are cut out for entrepreneurship. I honestly love the part that there's no one over my shoulder and I'm in total control of when I work. Running your own business means you get to create your own schedule, and that freedom is something I really value. A couple of years ago, we were in Colorado, surrounded by the most amazing places to explore, and I was working as a contractor for Microsoft with set hours. It was so tough. Randy wasn't working at the time, so he was out exploring while I had to stay back and work. He'd come back with stories of all these incredible places he'd seen, and then once I was done for the day, he'd take me back to show me around, but I always felt like I was just getting a glimpse and missing out on the best part of the experience. That was when I realized I wanted to be in control of my days. I wanted to be able to say, if there's a hike I want to take in the cool morning hours, I can work a bit later. I used to think remote work was the dream, but that experience taught me that freedom isn't just about where you work, it's also about when you work. So as you think about the kind of work that suits you best, consider what kind of freedom you're really looking for. Sometimes it's not just about location independence, it's about having the flexibility to shape your days around what truly matters to you. Sign number 5, you can embrace delayed gratification. Most successful online businesses aren't overnight successes. They take time to build. If you're the kind of person who's okay with putting in the work now for a payoff later, that's a strong indicator that you're ready. Building a customer base, refining your products, and growing your presence on social media can take time, but the reward is a sustainable business that you will love. This definitely isn't a get-rich-quick path, but with the right guidance, you can get started much faster than if you were trying to figure it out all on your own. It still takes dedication and hard work, though, because once again, if it were easy, everyone would be doing it. The good news is, when you have a clear path and the support of someone who's been there, you can focus on building an online business that funds the life you've dreamed of. I'd love to be your guide on this journey I call the Freedom Path, where you can turn your passion into something sustainable and rewarding. So keep tuning in, reach out on social media, and let's connect. Together, we'll navigate the steps to help you live the life you've always wanted on your own terms. So there you have it, 5 signs that you're ready to start building an online business to fund your RV life. Yes, there will be challenges along the way, and some days might feel tougher than others, but here's the incredible part. Every challenge you face, every new skill you learn, and every small victory you achieve brings you closer to a life of true freedom and independence. Imagine waking up to new views each day, planning your own schedule, and knowing that every ounce of work you put in is building something for you. The freedom to roam on your own terms, without relying on a fixed job or location, is a reward that makes every challenge worthwhile. The best part? You're in the driver's seat, literally and figuratively. If today's episode resonated with you, don't wait for the perfect time to get started. Take one small step today. Whether it's writing down business ideas or learning a new skill, it's the first steps that will get you closer to the freedom that you are looking for. Thank you so much for listening to the Roam in Your Home podcast. If this episode helped you in any way, please share it with a fellow RVer or freedom seeker who's also dreaming of a life of adventure. Remember, I am here rooting for you every mile of the way as you create the freedom that you deserve. Starting this full-time RV life was the best decision we ever made, and I want to help as many people as possible do the same. My goal is to help you roam in your home too. I'm excited to bring you another episode next week and share more valuable steps to help you learn how to make money online so that you can have the freedom to RV where and when you want without ever having to worry about the money to do it. I look forward to being with you next week, but until then, stay safe and I hope to see you on the road.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Roam in Your Home podcast and YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love it if you would subscribe to our show and consider giving us a 5-star review. It's free and would mean the world to us and help us grow. If you know anyone who would also enjoy this podcast, please share it with a friend. I would also love to connect with you on Instagram or Facebook at Roam in Your Home. Come back next week for another fun adventure. But until then, stay safe and we hope to see you on the road.